This is Ozarks at Large. In honor of the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon mission, some organizations are hosting space-themed events. Libraries across the region, for example, have space-themed summer reading programs, and NWA space representatives have spoken at 11 libraries. Saturday, the nonprofit will celebrate the moon landing with a party on the Bentonville Square. Catherine Auld, board chairman of NWA Space, came to Studio 123 last week to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the event, which is very much part of the nonprofit's mission.
So our mission is to build a science center in Northwest Arkansas. We want to engage young people from middle school to, everyone, in how fun and interesting science can be and get them to say, ooh, that's really cool. I want to do that for a career because there are so many facets to science and it's so interesting. And we have really great, computer stuff in Northwest Arkansas and art. And we don't have a place for young people to go to get engaged in science.
Do you remember what got you into science or into specifically space?
Science. When I was 9, I went to Hawaii with my grandmother. She was a teacher, and we went there because she was doing a professional development class, and we went to see the Hawaiian volcano. And I remember getting in trouble because I tried to climb over the fence to get closer to the volcano and was fascinated. Rock that is so hot that it's liquid and bubbling a little bit. I was just amazed. It was so cool. And space was, I really don't remember whether it was fourth grade or sixth grade because I had the same teacher both years. Mm-hmm. But we were watching a space shuttle launch in classroom live on TV. And it was like, cool. They're going out of our atmosphere. There's no air out there. That's so amazing. Can I go? So,
do you remember what specific launch it was or where they were going?
No. No, it was one of the early space shuttle launches, but I don't remember where they were going.
Do you remember what you thought when you realized that people went to the moon?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And I was really excited when I figured out that we brought rocks back from the moon. And then, many years later, ended up in Houston looking through the glass going, oh, can I touch it? Looking at one of the moon rocks.
What is it that you think is so fascinating about the moon specifically and going there? And it's something that, we're still talking about 50 years later. This is the 50th anniversary, the summer of the first, first moon landing. What is it about that was just so fascinating? Because I have heard stories of people who, remember where they were and what they were doing and watching it and just this overall, national fascination.
Well, I'm not old enough to remember where I was.
Right.
That would be really cool. What I think is interesting about the moon is that it's there for everyone to share. We all get to look at the same moon, and it's, a bond that we all can share and stand there and go, ooh, look at that crater. And, when we discover new things about the moon, it's new information that we all know together. And so that's what I find interesting about the moon. And then there's the whole thing of, it was originally part of the Earth and something slammed into the Earth and threw this hunk of rock out into space. And it, cooled down and became a moon. So really cool.
So it's still kind of part of us.
It's part of us.
So to celebrate or to mark the occasion, NWA Space is hosting a moon watching party.
Oh, a moon watch. There we go. Yes. Normally we call them star parties, but this one, we should call it a moon watch. Yes. So we will be on the Bentonville Square on the evening of July the 20th. We have audio logs from the landing. the communication between the LM, the landing module, and the command module in Houston, and we will have those playing where you can sit and listen to it. We will have information about the landing and a timeline of what they did at what time, so that we can kind of think about what they were doing during that landing. And then we will just be standing there with a half dozen telescopes looking at the moon and Jupiter. Hopefully, please, no clouds, no rain. But a traditional star party, except we're going to call it a moon watch.
I like it. So the moon itself will be nice and big and full, hopefully.
I just looked it up, and we should have, it'll be the day after the full moon. So great moon, lots of light. Which actually will make it a little harder to see Jupiter, but Jupiter's still, summertime is when we are between Jupiter and the sun, so it's the best viewing of Jupiter. And late in the evening, Saturn will rise. So if we're lucky, we'll get to see both of those.
I've heard a lot of talk about Jupiter this summer. Is it unusually brighter, unusually closer? Or this is just the time of year when we can see it?
This is the time of year when we can see it. It was about 2 weeks ago that we were exactly between the two, the closest approach that we get.
Okay.
And it was a particularly close approach. But summer is always a good time.
So the moon watch party, what time are we looking at for that event?
We'll be there about sunset, which is 8:30.
Okay.
Viewing doesn't really start until about half an hour after sunset, so 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will be there until people get bored and go home. So, late.
That's lovely. How late are you guys usually out there when you have your star parties?
Usually they last about an hour and a half. But we will stay until everyone gets tired.
Perfect. One thing that's been really fun to see this summer is the local libraries, I imagine across the country, the theme for their summer reading programs has been space and the moon and that sort of thing. So in Bentonville, you have had some connection with their program. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Right. So in Bentonville, we have been doing a series of talks, and next Monday I will be talking about the future of space exploration from where do we go from here? So we'll talk about the moon landing, and then where do we go next? And so basically it's from the moon, then we'll move on to Mars exploration, because we're developing the Orion spacecraft for this next moon launch, the Artemis program. And then Orion will go on to Mars.
So we're planning to go back to the moon and then onward?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Artemis is the program to return man to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It was named Moon 2024 or something like that. NASA recently renamed it Artemis because Artemis is the sister of Apollo and that whole thing. But it's the idea that we need to take people back to the moon. And it's not so much that, I've heard lots of people say, oh, we lost the capability. No, we didn't lose the capability. The spacecraft got old. And so we need to build new ones, because you don't want to drive down the road in a car that's 50 years old and rusty. You don't want to fly to the moon in, the Apollo spacecraft that's 50 years old and rusty. We need new ones that are up to date. So we have to build new machines. And then we will use the same machines to extend our reach out into the solar system, going first to Mars and then perhaps even beyond.
What's the importance of going back to the moon? Because I can see people who maybe aren't as interested or don't care as much saying, well, we've already done it. Why go back? Let's go somewhere else. Let's do something different.
Well, if we want to go to Mars, that's really awesome. And I mean, Mars is my favorite planet. I want to go to Mars. But it's an 8-month trip. It's 3 days to the moon. If we are you know, practicing for Mars and it's 3 days away and we have a problem, it only takes us 3 days to get our astronauts home. You don't want to go to the moon and, or to Mars and you're 8 months away and figure out, oh, we have an issue. How are we going to get these guys home? So it's a great, you know, baby steps. We all need to take baby steps. So first to the moon and then to Mars.
Lots of things coming up for you guys. You've got the moon party on the 20th, and then on the 22nd, you'll be speaking about what comes next for the moon and space. If people want to keep up with what else you guys are doing, what's your website?
NWA.space.
Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
That was Catherine Auld, board chair of NWA Space. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda at the Carver Center for Public Radio last week.